This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill that invalidates non-disclosure agreements and employers' sexual assault and harassment complaints passed the U.S. House today. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was a co-sponsor and told colleagues the bill puts companies on notice to protect their workers.
We all had mothers who faced antiquated attitudes in the workplace, and we don't want our daughters and our granddaughters to face those same attitudes.
All of Colorado's Democrats voted for the bipartisan measure. Buck was the only Colorado Republican to support the bill. GOP Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted against it. The bill now heads to the president's desk. Denver's public school board will vote on the closure of five elementary and middle schools tomorrow. Kakaira Rashad attends Columbian Elementary.
I would like you to repeal the small schools resolution. I am a student at a small school, and there is a great community at my small school. When they told me they were closing Columbian, I felt dejected. I was overjoyed when I could go back to Columbian after COVID because I got to see all my friends in person. Students should have a say at what happens to their schools because it has been their school for a long period of time.
That's Kaikoa Rashad. DPS has come under scrutiny for closing schools with more students of color and higher percentages of students that require subsidized lunches. RTD's R-Line train through Aurora will be back in service soon. A segment of the line near Aurora's Town Center Mall has been suspended since the September derailment. RTD says it expects trains will roll again the week of November 28. This is CPR News.